Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
Do not panic! Do not panic!
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
All right, Teresa is on the phone here looking for some advice.
Hey, guys, I need to hit the panic button.
Okay.
My father-in-law hates my son.
Your father-in-law, that's such a strong word. Are you sure he really hates him? Or you sure, what?
So I have a son from a previous marriage. Mm-hmm. And now I'm remarried. And my husband and I have a daughter together.
Okay.
The problem is my father-in-law's world, revolves around our daughter.
Your father-in-law, you're saying, doesn't like your son that you have from a previous marriage, loves the daughter that you have with his son, and you guys are supposed to go and visit for Thanksgiving, and it's going to be a tough situation?
I thought, okay, my son can sometimes act out. So last Thanksgiving, I said to my son, just talk to him about football. It broke my heart. I could start crying now. My son was really trying, and my father-in-law was just super dismissive, just completely shut him down, and my son was almost in tears.
It sounds like y'all should just skip Thanksgiving at the in-laws. Is that an option?
It's not. Unfortunately, we have to go because our in-laws kind of support us financially.
Mm-hmm.
So for not everything, but my daughter's daycare, they pay for that. They actually said, can you just bring my daughter for them to see, but leave your son at home?
No. Whoa. They actually came out and asked you to not bring your son?
Yeah. What makes it even worse is that my husband, he won't even be able to go to his parents for Thanksgiving this year because he's a cop and he's on duty.
Well, there's the perfect excuse not to go then.
My in-laws are so adamant that I still go. And my husband was just like, listen, just don't rock the boat. Just let our son go enjoy being with his friends and don't make a big deal out of it.
So your husband's saying, go to my parents' house, bring our daughter.
Don't bring our son.
Don't bring our son. Don't rock the boat. We need our parents to still help us financially. So kind of play the game.
Yeah, but now I feel like I'm forced to abandon my son so that my daughter can get what she needs.
Yeah.
Right. It's your family. Your son is your family. Thanksgiving is about family. You clearly don't want to send your son off to be with his friends at some other house. Where's your son's father?
My ex doesn't really, he just doesn't have a relationship with us.
Okay.
And so really, we're my son's family. My husband
is his father.
That's
it. Yeah.
And this is his grandfather.
This is such a tough situation. Why don't you just keep listening? We'll try to get some advice. I understand why you're kind of stuck in the middle between the financial aspect of this, where your father-in-law is paying for your daughter for her daycare and stuff like that. So they really have got you. But at the same time, I feel like you're being forced into a situation that you don't like at all.
No, I don't feel good about this.
404-741-0985. Teresa's looking for your advice. What should she do?
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
I'm going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just pull it out.
Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
All right, panic button this morning. Teresa reached out because she has two kids. One is a son from a previous marriage. The other is a 3-year-old daughter that she has with her current husband. Her in-laws say, bring the 3-year-old daughter, but leave the 10-year-old son, that's not our biological grandson, at home.
Or that's tough.
Find some place for him to go. What's your advice? What should she do? Because she's also financially strapped to these people. They support them financially. Chris in Atlanta.
She can't
bow down to what her in-laws say, because if she leaves her son home at Thanksgiving, they're just going to continue to push for him to be excluded from everything in the future. So she'll set a precedent that she's willing to abandon her son. So she can't do that. Her husband has to support her that she can't do that. And if she won't tell her her in-laws that she's not going to Thanksgiving, and her husband won't support her with that, she should give me their number, and I'll follow up.
I love it.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks so much. Appreciate the call. Have a great day. Stephanie and Cumming, what do you say?
I've been in a similar situation. We have a blended family with four kids. When we were first dating and first a couple, my family was not accepting of his two kids. They just wanted my two kids at family gatherings with the cousins and aunts and uncles and everything.
Terrible.
And it is terrible. And it was a really rough time in our lives because we were both of us going through a divorce. Custody battles, money, all that stuff. So we were not financially well off, but I want to encourage this person. Your children are your children, and they will always be your children, and your son is watching right now whether or not he is more important to you than this relationship with the daughter and the grandparents. Mm-hmm. She needs to put her foot down and say, my family is a unit. This is my family. We worked hard to make it a family. And I know it may cause her financial difficulty, but they need to suck it up and really make sure the children are their focus and that nothing is going to break their family apart.
Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. 404-741-0985. The panic button with Tad, Drex, and Kara.
You've got a problem.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Got to keep our composure.
Don't freak out. Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
It's a tough one this morning. We're just talking to Teresa, who's got a son from a previous marriage and a daughter from her current marriage. She's going to the in-laws for Thanksgiving. The in-laws have made it clear that they don't care for her 10-year-old son that's from a previous marriage. And so definitely bring your 3-year-old because that's our granddaughter.
Biological granddaughter.
So childish. They're saying, don't bring the 10-year-old. Dad's not in the picture. And this is heartbreaking. And the real bind is that it's not so easy as Teresa saying, like, well, you know where you can take your opinions.
Yeah.
Because her and her husband kind of rely on these people financially. Getting your advice, Kate and Noonan, you've got a background in psychology and you're a stepmom. What do you say?
He already has been rejected by one parent, which you can't do anything about. That is what it is. And it's okay as long as he's got one parent that he knows is there and has his back. But you really need to send that message back to him. It's either all or nothing at the family Thanksgiving. Ideally, your husband should grow a parent because that's his parent. Mm-hmm. And he should be the one conveying that message. But even if he doesn't, you know, it's going to really hurt your son if you give him the message that, you know, your grandparents and money and your sister is more important. My guess is they're bluffing if they're threatening to cut you off financially. But you know what? Even if they do, I get it. Like, I understand being strapped for money. But, you know, ultimately you can figure out the money thing. But, you know, your kids are your kids.
Amen to that, Kate. Appreciate it. We asked on Facebook, same question, like, what should Teresa do?
And we got a lot of responses, very heated and passionate responses. Kim Morris says, if my kids are not welcome, then neither am I.
Mm-hmm.
But Tessa Strackman says, if they need the parents' financial help that badly, because we don't know anybody's financial situation, then her husband can take the biological granddaughter to visit his parents some other time. Thanksgiving is meant to be spent with the family and being thankful for what you have.
You know, it's interesting because I had a stepfather and this whole thing. I always sensed that they were okay with me being around, but it's interesting as time goes on, I realize that my own biological family doesn't really want me to go up there for Thanksgiving.
Really? Been in a room with you for 3 hours already. I can't imagine why someone wouldn't want to spend so much time with you.
I know, Charlie, right?
Yeah.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. It's 827. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunny, cold today with a high only up to 47. It's been in the 30s this morning. Hawks lost to the Celtics 126-101. What's going on, Charlie?
Yesterday, we heard what a federal prosecutor is recommending the sentence for Atlanta reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley. And now it's in the judge's hands, but he wants more than jail time. Ooh. What else he's asking for is coming up. First, millions of us are going to be traveling for the holidays, and that means having to be in close quarters with that one family member who shakes the house with their snoring.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That would be my husband. And people on TikTok have a hack for it.
I know that when I sleep, my lips just gently separate and my husband would make fun of me. I learned about the benefits, how it can help improve sleep.
From what I understand, I was looking at it a little bit yesterday. People are taping their lips together. Like they tape their mouth together.
That does not seem safe.
No.
It could end up being an emergency situation. A lot of things happen in our sleep, including the need to perhaps take a deep breath or a gasp. If we're building up carbon dioxide in our body, we need to expel that. That's why we yawn. That's why we will sometimes take a deep breath in. So you do not want to block your mouth.
That just seems like common sense.
Well, could you imagine being a medical professional? You went to school for like 10 years to study your craft, and then some idiot gets on TikTok and goes, just tape your mouth closed.
Yeah.
Or, just eat a Tide Pod.
That sounds like something like my six-year-old would say. Like, I'm going to tape your mouth shut.
That's when you're awake, though.
Yeah, for sure. Tape her mouth. Yesterday, we talked about how much jail time federal prosecutors are recommending the judge give Atlanta reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley. And now we have a little clarity on exactly how long they'll spend behind bars.
Based on the guilty verdict and the severity of the allegations, federal prosecutors say Todd Chrisley's crimes warrant up to 22 years and recommend up to 13 years for Julie Chrisley.
Wow.
And you said yesterday, Charlie, it could be a situation where they don't serve it at the same time, where like Julie goes away, then she comes out, and then Todd goes in.
That is true because they do have small children. However, when we're talking about years, then that's probably not going to happen. Like I mentioned, that happened with a couple on The Real Housewives, but yeah, that was just months. Like they're not going to wait years to let Todd Chrisley keep buying designer things and Botox.
Dude, but let me tell you, that prison cell is going to be perfectly appointed.
Yes, it definitely will be. And now we are hearing that the judge wants more than jail time. It's expected that the judge will seize all of the Chrisley's assets in order to repay the $20 million they were found guilty of defrauding banks and investors out of.
Wow,
and let me just say,
course,
I am here for it. You cheat the system? Yeah, you pay.
Yeah, let me know when that estate sale happens.
Get a Range Rover for cheap.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible.
Can you do it?
Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Of course, Kara's on maternity leave, so I'll be answering the questions this morning. Hey, Jessica and Cumming.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. Where are you right now? It sounds like you're in a windstorm.
Oh, I'm in my with the heat on. I'm coming back from the gym. Sorry.
Smart.
Wow, you are a multitasker.
Wow.
Let's gym.
Let's kick Tad out of the studio, Jessica.
Get out,
Tad. I'll be stretching while I'm waiting for these things.
That creepy stretcher guy at the gym? Yeah, we know him. All right, Tad's going to leave the studio. We'll ask you five pop culture trivia questions. Bring Tad in, ask him the same exact questions. If you answer more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. You ready to play?
Yes.
Question number one, Disney Parks announced they're going to raise ticket prices to $189 starting December 8th. What state is Disney World located in?
California.
Disney World.
Florida.
Question number two, hashtag RIP Jimmy Fallon was trending on Twitter yesterday, but the late night host is still very much alive. What late night sketch comedy show did Jimmy get his start on?
The Late Late Show.
Question number three, A Christmas Story sequel is available today on the HBO Max. In the original movie, Ralphie gets in trouble for saying a curse word when helping his dad do what?
Change the tire.
Question number four, An Atlanta poet got the surprise of her life when Lizzo gave her a dress to wear to an award show. Now, Lizzo is classically trained in what instrument?
Violin. I have no idea.
Question number five. Disney has confirmed Princess Diaries 3 is a go. What fictitious country is Anne Hathaway the princess of in those movies?
Genovia.
All right. Going to bring Tad back in.
Did really well. I was worried about that last question, but your answer and your enthusiasm with the answer, I like it.
I don't think Tad gets question five right. If 0% he does,
chance.
I don't even know who he is. You ready for the same questions?
Yes, sir.
Number one, what state is Disney World located in?
The world is in Florida.
That is correct. So Jessica said 1-1.
Question number two, what late night sketch comedy show did Jimmy Fallon get his big break on?
Saturday Night Live.
That is correct. Jessica said The Late Late Show, 2-1.
Question number three, in the original Christmas Story movie, Ralphie gets in trouble for saying a curse word when helping his dad do what?
Hang the Christmas lights?
No, he was actually changing a tire. Jessica got that right. We're tied 2-2.
All right, question number four. What instrument is Lizzo classically trained in?
She's a flautist.
Yeah.
That is correct. It was a big controversy a few weeks ago. Jessica said violin. So 3-2.
What was the controversy?
She played James Madison's flute in like the Presidential Museum, and people were all upset that she played that.
People just needed something to complain about.
Exactly.
All right, so what do we got? Tad's up 3-2?
Yes.
Is that right? All right, question number five. What fictitious country is Anne Hathaway the princess of in The Princess Diaries?
I was so shocked that I even knew it was Anne Hathaway yesterday. It's a Azkaban?
Azkaban as in the prison in Harry Potter?
Sure, she's in charge of all that. No, she is. She's the princess of that.
The correct answer is Genovia.
Which Jessica got right.
Yes, she did.
All right, final score
is 3-3.
Oh, someone listening could have taken down Tad this morning. But all ties do go to the house because Tad puts up $100 of his own money.
So you get a family four-pack of tickets to check out Stone Mountain Park Christmas happening now through January 1st.
Cool. Thank you.
Listen, I bet you have better glutes than I do. You know? You got buns of steel.
You can't say that in 2022.
I'm trying to make her feel better.
Inappropriate.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up at TadDrexandKara.com.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Kathy, you have to ask forgiveness from your boss, whose name is Tina, because you stole from her.
No, it's more complicated than that. So, she owns this cleaning service. They do sort of upscale house cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got divorced, I was really in desperate need of money, and I asked her for a job, and I started working for her.
Okay.
Since my divorce, it's been tricky, right? And so...
Like tricky financially?
I mean, yeah, and I've been taken off the schedule for this weekend's cleanings, and so I know definitely I have to ask for Tina's forgiveness here.
Okay, what happened?
It was a dumb mistake. You cannot make this mistake when you're cleaning houses. I mean, it looks like I stole money, but there was a stack of quarters on the counter in the kitchen, and we were cleaning, and I put them, we had like these apron things. I put them in my pocket to clean the counter. Like, I wasn't trying to pocket a bunch of quarters.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to put them back when I was done, but you have to do like a deep clean on like the grout and all that
stuff.
Yeah.
And I just forgot. Like, I walked away because there's other stuff in my pockets. Like,
And let's just back up a second. These quarters you speak of, what's a quarter?
It's more of the principle. Like, you don't want your cleaning person who's in your home, who you trust, to take anything. And so it's a bad look.
And I bet these people in these upscale houses put quarters out just to see if everybody's being honest.
Right?
It was just such a mistake. They have me on camera taking the money. They fired my friend's company, so they're out of work. I'm off the schedule now, and you know, the holidays are coming up. I don't have a job now. I'm off the schedule. It was such an honest mistake, and I feel terrible, and I just need to fix things, you know?
Yeah.
Have you tried to reach out to Tina on your own?
Yeah, she's busy, and I'm not, you know, I texted a few times, and I left a voicemail, and it just wasn't enough. And that's why I went to you guys, because I figure, well, we'll get her on, and maybe I can talk to her.
And we can talk some sense into her, because stealing quarters, honestly, you're doing those people a favor. We should get rid of quarters.
You're so angry about quarters.
Well, we just need plastic.
If you have any quarters you don't want, I'll gladly take them.
I have no cash at all. That's ridiculous. That is so empty 2010.
Empty them right now.
Sit tight. We're going to call this Tina, your friend, here in a couple of minutes and see if we can get her to forgive you, okay?
Thank you so much.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
We were just talking with Kathy, who works for her friend Tina at a house cleaning business. Well, Kathy was cleaning a countertop. There were some quarters there. She put them in her pocket just so she could clean the counter and forgot to put them back. Now, she's been caught on camera basically stealing from the homeowner. She's been taken off the schedule, and she needs forgiveness. Kathy, sit tight. Tina's not going to know you're on the line.
Hello, maids.
Hey, good morning. Tina, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
Oh, hey, guys. I'm good. Just busy.
Yeah, I bet.
Definitely a busy time of year for you guys with holidays and family coming in and all that.
Oh, for sure. Everyone's their house clean for holiday parties. There's just not enough time or staff to get it all done.
Are you having staffing issues?
Well, I have staffing problems this weekend. I have this $1 million house I have to clean, and I can't hire one of my best people to do it. So it's hard.
The person you're talking about, is she unavailable, or did you fire her?
Fire her? Oh, gosh, no. She's just can't work this weekend. It's for her own good.
For her own good. Interesting. We have to let you know that this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and your friend and employee, Kathy, is on the line with us, and she was calling to help get forgiveness for accidentally, I guess, stealing from one of your clients.
Yeah. Kathy, are you talking about the quarters? That's so not an issue.
Not an issue.
I thought that's why you took me off the schedule for this weekend.
No. That wasn't a big deal.
All right. Well, hold on, Tina. So you're not upset that Kathy accidentally took the quarters from another client's house and then you guys got fired from cleaning that person's house kind of on a regular basis?
No, I mean, it was an honest mistake, and that client was really difficult to deal with.
So wait, why am I off the schedule this weekend?
I don't think you want to clean that house this weekend.
Tina was saying that money's tight and she needs the work. So what's the problem here?
I don't think she wants to clean her ex-husband's house.
He doesn't even have a house.
Yeah, Tina, when we first talked to you, you said you have like this giant $1 million house you guys were cleaning this weekend. It's Kathy's ex-husband's house?
Yeah. Okay. So it's technically not his house. It's his new girlfriend. I guess he moved in like a month ago.
Wait, and you took his business?
She's loaded. It's a huge account for us.
Right. But you're friends with Kathy.
This is business, and I didn't put her on the schedule.
Kathy, we take it you probably don't want to clean your ex and his new girlfriend's house.
Yeah, I mean, I need the money, but not that bad. No. Oh, man.
All right.
You had no clue that your ex-husband is shacking up with some wealthy lady now.
No, we're still in it. It's not like I don't talk to him, so this probably should have come up.
Yeah. I mean, are you sure, Kathy, that you don't want this gig? Because think of the things that you could steal from this lady.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, though. I don't want to go in there.
Well, clearly, this is just a misunderstanding. This feature's called Forgive and Forget. And Tina, Kathy was calling because she thought you were firing her for stealing. That's not the case. So do you forgive her and she'll get the next job that comes along? Hopefully an even bigger
100%.
Job?
Absolutely. Very forgiven. She was forgiven before this phone call happened. We're all good.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.